With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he's not at all concerned about committing possible war crimes as it hits Iran's bridges and power plants if they do not open the Strait of Hormuz. The deadline Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
President Trump says the military does have a definitive plan.
With every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe says top secret technology led to the rescue of a downed airman after his fighter was shot down in Iran. He also says his agency mounted a deception operation to mislead the Iranians who were looking for the American.
We deployed both human assets and exquisite technologies that no other intelligence service in the world possesses to a daunting challenge comparable to hunting for a single grain of sand in the middle of a desert.
President Trump says the U.S. used dozens of aircraft and personnel to throw off the Iranian forces.
We were bringing them all over, and a lot of it was subterfuge. We wanted to have them think he was in a different location because they had a vast military force out there. Thousands of people were looking. So we wanted them to look in different areas.
Well, the Artemis II astronauts completing their record-breaking trip around the moon are now headed back home. Monday's journey comes after they surpassed Apollo 13's distance record. SRN News. A dubious honor for Mark Zuckerberg. Michael Harrington explains.
Every year, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation puts out its Dirty Dozen list, 12 companies it blames for contributing to exploitation. This year, the list contains 11 companies and one man. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg has been named personally by the NCSC because it says, quote, under his leadership, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp have become breeding grounds for child sexual abuse, grooming, sextortion, and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus passing a measure that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda. Upper House has given final approval for the bill, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations punishable by fines and community labor. This is SRN News. Fatal crash involving firefighters in Pennsylvania.
The crash happened Saturday evening when their utility vehicle collided with a Toyota Camry on Route 222. Fire Chief Jeff Buck and Assistant Fire Chief Robert Schick Jr. were traveling north when the sedan reportedly swerved on the road. Walnut Town Fire Company Lieutenant Ryan Tyson.
They say that the firefighting community is a brotherhood. It really is. And the knowledge that the two of them had, they were both in our department since their teenage years. So there's a lot of things that we were able to learn from the two of them.
Police said the Camry's occupants fled, but were later arrested. Audio courtesy of WPVI. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The investigation continues in Fort Worth, Texas, where a gasoline tanker was involved in that accident earlier in the week. The driver has been critically injured. More details, srnnews.com.